trash and empty bottles everywhere he used to play. When he was 10, for him this was the most familiar way. Suddenly some unknown persons confused the family, commanding his beloved parents, tearing apart the unity. What finally happened with all of them, he still cannot recall. He found himself in a house with people he didn't know at all. His mom and dad had disappeared, his brother also gone. So much pain did grab his heart, he had never felt so all alone. How can you behave yourself and live a decent life when as a child you were forced to fight just to survive? The following years they stuck him into places they called home, but he did not believe them. Few days and he was gone. Now the homes became prisons to prevent him from escape. They said it was the best for him. He felt that he was raped. They couldn't keep him, he did go after a few days' break. The longing to find his mom and dad always kept him awake. He searched the Chunky's corners and he searched the late night bars. He found them lying in the mud, under the moon and under the stars. How can you behave yourself and live a decent life when as a child you were forced to fight just to survive? Next step, a psychiatric ward when he was only 12. They said it was to protect him, especially from himself. His fate seemed to be sealed, a perfect roundabout. The more they tried to put him in, was out. Some inner strength kept him alive, and he did the best to do. He kept them busy and he was cost intensive too. So little David bet Goliath by forcing all these men to ask him what he really wanted instead of rain. How can you behave yourself and live a decent life when as a child you were forced to fight just to survive?